A little tardy. I had a little crazy little mix up on my links, but here we are. Yay. Welcome everybody. I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome any guests. I see Jake, but he's not really a guest. And we also have Caitlin, who you'll get to meet in just a minute. So welcome. Our first order of business is to chat about any arts events or exhibits that we've gotten to consume in the last month or so.
I got to participate in Open Streets this past weekend. I was one of the buskers that was hired, and it was really fun. I got to play right underneath the bridge at City Creek, and people just couldn't avoid me. They had to walk right by me. But it was just fun, to see Salt Lake really alive. I think there was a football game going on. There were some other things going on, so there was just a lot of activity down there, and it was really fun. So thank you,
That's awesome. Yeah.
thank you a lot for the Downtown Alliance and all that.
Very cool.
Thomas, can I ask you what you do?
I'm a singer-songwriter, so I was
Awesome.
just performing some songs and some covers.
And will you be there again?
I think they kind of spread out the artists over the weeks. So if there's a cancellation, I'd love to hop on, but I think that was my one time at Open Streets this year.
Okay. Let us know if you do get to pop in.
Yeah, will do.
I was at the Timpanogos Storytelling Festival a couple of weekends ago, and I went to the whole thing for the first time Thursday night and all day Friday and all day Saturday. About mid-afternoon each day, I was looking for my office door that I could close and take a little nap, but really, really good. Some wonderful storytellers.
Very cool. Are you looking to be a storyteller? Is that why your dedication to old days?
Technically, I guess they're saying I am a storyteller. I'm in the Utah Storytelling Guild, but I've only been in it for about a year. But I've been telling at smaller festivals in the area. Just auditioned for the Weber State Festival. I auditioned last weekend, but the festival isn't until February. So,
Very cool. Well, remind us about that.
okay, will do.
I went to the New World Symphony for the Utah Symphony, and Heart Theater put on the musical Nine, and that was in Salt Lake. Those were in Salt Lake City, and I went to West Side Story in West Valley City, Newsies at Hale and Sandy, and Dear Ruth in Centerville.
Holy cow, Kathy. What was your favorite?
I like them all. Oh, and I also went to the Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City.
You are a theater
Hey, I
bug.
went to the Shakespeare Festival too. It was good. It was great. Yeah, I went to all of the shows, so it was fun. There were some that I liked better than others.
Very
I
cool.
was not a huge fan of Coriolanus or Timon of Athens.
Yeah, those are a little obscure.
Yeah.
Is Coriolanus the one where they eat someone in a pie?
No, that's oh, I just
Sweeney
lost it.
Todd.
No, there's a,
No,
I knew you were gonna think that, but no, there's a
that
Shakespeare play that they do that too.
it's a Roman one, and the girl's hands and tongue get cut off. I'll think of
I
it.
know it's one
But
of your
they did
ones.
not do that this year.
All right. Anybody else? Well, that's pretty cool. It's good to get out and about, especially if you can see the some of the grantees that we're giving our money to, which it sounds like we're doing. So, I'm sure everyone has read the minutes. They were beautiful, very poetic and lovely and factual, and we need to approve them for the public record. So, do I have a motion to approve the August minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the August minutes.
Thank you.
I'll
I'll
second the motion.
second.
So, Thomas, you can just pick between Torley and
Totally can second it.
No hard feelings.
Okay, sounds good. We do not have a management report because Felicia and Taylor are both in Milwaukee at a conference. And this is our short meeting this time. And we do have Kale. Hi, Kale from New York City for financials. We can't hear you. Are you there, Kale? Okay.
He's on mute. Oh, I bet he's going to reconnect.
Okay. All right. Well, we could just wait for Kale and move him down on the agenda a little bit and do what we're really here to do today, which is to approve the nomination of Caitlin Persick to the board and also to her new position as we're just throwing her right into the fire as treasurer for the board. And so, Caitlin, I'd just like to invite you to say a little about yourself. I heard a bit about you last night at your board interview, which was your nomination was resoundingly accepted by those folks. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thanks, Susan. And thank you for coming yesterday. It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So my name's Caitlin. It's technically Tursich, but I am as bad at saying my last name as all of you. So, but I am, I was nominated by Kale. He is a former coworker and friend from Goldman Sachs. So I worked there for 6.5 years in the controllers division, which is where maybe my finance background comes from. But then I moved over into the nonprofit arena 2.5 years ago, and I'm the current CFO, COO here at Make-A-Wish Utah. I love Salt Lake City. I love the arts. I can't say I'm much of an artist, but I would like to be. I think that there's other creative things maybe I can do outside of painting and all those types of things. I'm trying to think if there's really anything else. I'm sure I'll get to know you all a little bit better with time, so...
Yeah. Well, we're very happy to welcome you onto the board. Well, we can't yet. So we need a motion to approve Caitlin's nomination to the board.
I make a motion to approve Caitlin Tursich to the board.
Thank you.
I'll second.
One of those people seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wave your hand. Any naysayers? Not a one. So Caitlin, welcome to the board. You are official. And I'm sure that you will be working closely with Kale. And really, I can't tell you how great it is that you're joining us. And I know Kale will be relieved to know that we're in good hands. So thank you.
Thank you again. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get to meet you in person. There's a Twilight concert Friday if you want to get there and meet a few people in person, but we'll definitely have our next meeting in person. So, all right. It looks like Kale has rejoined us.
I'm sorry about that. Zoom difficulties.
No
okay. So for financials, so one thing I might note that I think we should probably maybe correct and send out to the board is, I believe the financials that are copied in this meeting include only the balance sheet. They typically include both the balance sheet and the profit and loss.
Yep.
But I can actually rattle off a few of the key figures for the P&L this month. So reviewing the balance sheet first, which is attached to the invite, total cash balance in our savings account at Mount America of $300,000, another $520,000 in the Utah State Investment Fund. Another 115 receivables for a grand total of assets of just under $1,993,000. Our profit and loss, so this will be our July through August period. So just to rattle off the numbers because you can't see them, the big things is we had about $20,000 come in from county grants and $5,000 from commissions this month. And then some larger expenses. So, you know, a little bit more spend than income this month, which is not uncommon. Primarily in contracted services, which, you know, we're in the middle of the Twilight Concert series, tends to be where our contracted services are concentrated. So about 40,000 40,000 in contracted services for this month, for putting on the Twilight Concert series. So, other than that, you know, small charges across a few of the categories, but nothing that's out of the ordinary. I think those are our financials for this month.
Okay. Thanks, Kale. So what you missed while you were reconnecting was we welcomed Caitlin onto the board.
Oh my God, I missed the most important part.
Well, I thought maybe you might want to take a moment to welcome her personally.
Great, I do. So Caitlin, welcome to the Arts Council. I think that you are, I know you're going to do a great job in the role of treasurer. And I've said it to the others before, but I'll just repeat it again here. Maybe even in the public record, that I think that you're basically perfect for this role. And I've worked, you know, with Caitlin for a number of years at Goldman and can speak to her capability and integrity. And I think she's a perfect steward for the Arts Council's funds. So welcome, Caitlin.
Awesome. Thanks, Kale. This is not goodbye, right?
No, I think we want to have a smooth transition. So it's, you know, a number of other Arts Council meetings until Caitlin's full up to speed, and then I'll make a graceful exit.
Okay. Well, we need to celebrate you. You've done a great job. So thanks for all you've done for the board and for the Arts Council, and including recruiting Caitlin. So thank you.
Yeah. final act of treasury. Yeah.
Your final act. I don't think that we have any public, but I'll ask for public comments. We are public, but we're official. All right, kids, unless there's any other business, anybody have any other business before the board? That was a very short meeting. So
just one thing, do we need to motion Caitlin as officially as the treasurer on the board, or just that welcome to the board?
Ooh.
I wasn't sure about that.
That's a good question. Let's just cover that base while we're here. Yeah.
Okay.
So, We nominated and appointed Caitlin to the board, but let's also nominate and appoint her to her position as treasurer. So we need a motion for that.
I motion to nominate Caitlin as the position as treasurer. I can make a sentence happen, I promise.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
I second.
I just a second.
Okay. Lots of seconds. All in favor.
Aye.
Okay, motion approved. And we need a motion to adjourn.
I motion we adjourn.
Okay, we need a second.
I second that motion.
Woo-hoo! We'll see you all at the Twilight Concert. It's going to be cold. Bring your down jacket. Thanks, everybody, for serving and for taking this little bit of time tonight to get this important business done. So we'll look forward to getting to know you better, Caitlin.
Welcome. Thanks, everyone. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thanks, bye. You're welcome. Really
welcome.
And thanks, Lindsay, for setting us up.
Yeah. Welcome, Caitlin. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.